Okay, it is week 52, 52 weeks of inspirational messages. Oh my God, what am I going to do next week when I get to say it's week one of 52 weeks of inspirational messages? This just feels like, I don't know, it feels like it's been the fastest year. I'm obviously, from last week's message, if you listened, it's been a cray cray year for us. But here's the thing is that I am connecting so much with the energy of the universe, the moon. Herbs, crystals, candles, you name it. I will be a manifesting machine this week because I am laying down the ground rules for 2025. I am laying down the ground rules. I am going into this year telling myself that I can control the outcome. And listen, does that mean I'm psyching myself up? Absolutely. Freaking-lutely, I am. I truly believe that our thoughts and our feelings are what we draw to us. And so I am really spending this week doing a lot of journaling, doing a lot of forward projection, not so much doing any of that, like going back and looking. I already did that last week and the week before that. I am looking forward. I am asking myself what I want to draw to me this year. What do I want to create? How do I want to create it? And I'm doing this complete overview of my life saying 2025, no matter what happens outside of me and my family. I mean, the world may be going a little bit cray cray, but I know that we are going to be okay and that we are going to have an incredible year. And my wish for you is that you also are going to have an absolutely phenomenal, incredible year. Get out your journal, get out your vision boards, pick your theme song for the year, by the way. That's something that I always do. Pick your theme quote, pick your theme crystal, lay it all out, make a plan. Let's do this 2025. We got this.